USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Tensions continue to rise in Eastern Europe as Russia keeps sending more troops and military equipment to the border of Ukraine. Florida Republican Congressman Michael Walls joins Fox News and says he wants more action from the Pentagon.
A statement that we're going to accelerate lethal aid, and the types of lethal aid that we're sending just aren't good enough. They need surface-to-air missiles. They need anti-ship missiles. They need more sophisticated weaponry.
The Ukrainian president saying he's concerned about the Russian troops at the border, but doesn't see any immediate indications of an invasion. The vast majority of cases across the nation are classic Omicron. That's what Dr. Fauci said, noting the new Omicron variant, or BA.2, doesn't appear to be any more severe. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Well, you've heard me talk about Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and how his pillow's given me a great night's sleep. He continues to roll out new offers on his products. His latest on the towel sets. Now, towels aren't something you think about. I never knew what I was missing until I tried the towels last year. You've all helped build MyPillow into the incredible company it is today, and trust in Mike Lindell has given you a better night's sleep. Mike's now changing the game with his six-piece towel set. USA cotton, extremely absorbent, yet still providing that soft feel you look for in the towel. Two bath, two hand towels, two washcloths for a limited time, $39.95. Using our promo code USA, it retails for over $100. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use this promo code USA to get this price of $39.99 on the towels, or call 1-800-951-8175.
Inflation is continuing to affect your pocketbook.
Inflation continues to rise. The Commerce Department reported Friday consumer prices rose 5.8% in December compared to 1 year earlier. The government is blaming supply chain disruptions, product shortages, and a tight labor market. It should be noted the Personal Consumption Expenditures Index, the one the Federal Reserve watches closely, does not include food and energy prices. It rose to 5.7% in November. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Pennsylvania court is striking down the state's mail voting law, saying voters must amend the Constitution to make it legal. A judge ruled voters must approve an amendment to be part of Pennsylvania's Constitution to make the law official. The judge said mail-in voting has been used four times in the state's history, and an amendment was likely to be approved if put before voters. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
Just as the Omicron variant starts to die down in parts of the United States, scientists have their eye on another coronavirus variant spreading rapidly in parts of Asia and Europe. It's officially called Omicron BA.2. And this week, cases were detected in California, Texas, and Washington. As far as how these new variants are detected, Dr. Diane Hess tells USA Radio News.
So we don't know much about the new variant. So really, variants are not tested frequently. Probably less than 20% of all COVID tests have variant testing done. Those are tests that are done in the state health department level usually. Even physicians who are treating patients, like critical care patients in the hospital, they don't know what variant their patients have. Usually, if you find out the variant, it'll probably be weeks later because it's just not a test that's done commonly and it's not done in the hospital often. We're just treating everybody for COVID at this time, and we're assuming right now, you know, up until like 2 weeks ago, a week ago, everybody was mostly, you know, 99% in the U.S. was Omicron with 1% Delta, and now we have this new variant called like BA.2, and there's just, we don't know enough yet. We really don't. So we're going to, you know, every time we get asked about this, it's just like, we're still figuring out the first COVID wave, and now we have another variant to deal with.
Dr. Hess adding that obesity is one of the main contributing factors to people ending up in the hospital with COVID. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.